The plight of refugees. Think now of a refugee family, its members living like wild animals in primitive conditions, desperately roaming from one environment to another in search of food, shelter, and security. We have all heard news stories about the tremendous suffering that occurs when massive numbers of people are driven from their homes with no food, shelter, or medical attention. They are literally living from hour to hour. We have no experience to compare to theirs. We may live from paycheck to paycheck, but they live from one minute to the next, wandering from city to city or from refugee camp to refugee camp, unable to relieve their misery. They are often profoundly traumatized, experiencing terror, pain, and grief from the violence they have endured in the past, suffering intensely in the present, and perceiving nothing but more pain or even death in the future. They may have been forced to run for their lives from the horrors of war, leaving behind all their possessions while those most dear to them were killed in the strife. Their loved ones may have even been tortured and murdered before their very eyes. Such refugees have to live with these terrible memories constantly, possessing nothing secure to depend upon and leaving behind everything that would normally serve as a foundation for a future. Because they have lost everyone and everything most dear to them, Such refugees have to live with these terrible memories constantly, possessing nothing secure to depend upon and leaving behind everything that would normally serve as a foundation for a future. Because they have lost everyone and everything most dear to them, many may no longer have the desire to live. In effect, they have lost a large part of their identity. How would you feel in such a situation? Everything that gave your life meaning has vanished. Those you love the most are lost, maimed, or dead, and you have to pick up the pieces of your life. You may have nothing. Yet your inability to go on requires faith in a world that has inflicted tremendous pain and confusion upon you. Millions of people are in such a condition today, with little future to look forward to. The problem is growing even larger as racial, tribal, ethnic, and religious conflicts proliferate around the globe. In such circumstances, the common people suffer the most, especially the children. Although refugees may appear to be better off than prisoners, because they are apparently free to go anywhere they choose, actually they are just as trapped. And the children who have lived through such terror may be affected for the rest of their lives, never trusting anyone again. They may cry themselves to sleep at night out of grief and loneliness, and have horrible recurring nightmares because they have seen their mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles, grandmothers, and grandfathers murdered in front of them.